I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. When the Bill of Rights was ratified in 1792, the document entered a period of judicial dormancy, which is to say that few cases arising from the Bill of Rights came before the courts. But with advances in communications technology has come much litigation involving the Fourth Amendment. As written, the Fourth Amendment applies to physical things, or as the text reads, the rights of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. As the court expressed in a 1961 decision,
"At the very core stands the right of a man to retreat into his own home and there be free from unreasonable governmental intrusion."
But in a 1967 case titled Katz v. United States, the Supreme Court expanded the Fourth Amendment's reach and for the first time introduced the concept of a right to privacy, holding that so long as one has a reasonable expectation of privacy, such as in a telephone conversation, the government can't intrude by listening without obtaining a warrant. And as we'll explore in a subsequent episode, cell phones and their portability have kept the Fourth Amendment on court dockets. The right to be secure in your home must be undergirded by protection against fire, theft, and natural disaster. Before you renew your homeowner's policy, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark professional for a comprehensive homeowner's insurance review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.